Dominique Strauss-Kahn was expected to be the Socialist Party's candidate in France's presidential election next year. That was before he was arrested on sexual assault charges in New York. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, Strauss-Kahn's abrupt exit has thrown the French political world into chaos.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy might be unpopular, but nearly everyone expects him to run again. And it seemed almost everyone had expected Dominique Strauss-Kahn to beat him. Now all that has changed, says Dominique Moisy with the French Institute of International Relations.
It is a political earthquake for France, but it's too early to say what are going to be the consequences. Is it over for the Socialist Party? Is it a gain for Nicolas Sarkozy?
Moisy says the only sure thing is that the scandal will help the anti-establishment populist far right.
Because it feeds into their anti-elite reasoning. Well, you see, what we told you for years is true. The elite is corrupt, is depraved.
Au revoir. Bon, bah, écoutez, au revoir, merci.
Marine Le Pen, head of the far-right National Front Party, is making political hay out of the DSK scandal, as it is known here. From the get-go, she denounced Strauss-Kahn's behavior as pathological and blamed Sarkozy for nominating such a man to head the IMF.
Notre invitée aujourd'hui est Marine Le Pen, présidente du Front.
Le Pen is in much demand as a guest on French radio and television stations. After finishing up an interview with a Christian network, she told NPR that recent events have vindicated her beliefs.
Pour l'instant, je crois que le peuple français est absolument...
The French are shocked to see that a man who is going to run for president could commit such a brutal and vulgar act. The French have been betrayed by their political class, and this affair is going to make them realize what a huge gap there is between the elites who act with impunity and the people.
Within the socialist camp, Strauss-Kahn's departure has made François Hollande the favorite candidate. Hollande, the former partner of the last socialist presidential nominee, Ségolène Royal, is well-liked, competent, and unshowy, if a little dull.
Monsieur Hollande, hier à...
Monsieur Hollande?
On a popular satirical TV show where politicians are impersonated by marionettes, Hollande's puppet is mild-mannered and goofy. But after 4 years of Sarkozy's frenetic intensity and now the DSK affair, boring might not be such a bad thing, says political journalist Marie-Ève Malouine.
François Hollande is very normal. It can be an advantage because he's a normal guy. He had no story. He had nothing special in his life. Even he is not ambitious. Really, he's a good guy. There's nothing to say with him.
But the Socialist Party is in complete disarray. A number of party elders, mostly men, have caused an uproar after making controversial remarks as they rushed to defend Strauss-Kahn. The prominent former socialist minister, Jacques Lang, said that Strauss-Kahn should have been let out on bail immediately. Nobody died here, he said. Marie-Ève Malouine says the Socialist Party has to be more careful about how it handles the Strauss-Kahn affair.
Après, si on démontre vraiment qu'il est coupable,
if he's found to be guilty and they can't seem to accept that, she says, people could turn away from them. Another possible outcome, says Malouine, is that the electorate blames the entire political elite and the media for the DSK fiasco. If that happens, she says, people may cast a protest vote for the far right, or they may not bother to vote at all. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
More coming up on All Things Considered.